I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
This is American Roots, our program, How Many Roads? Bob Dylan's back pages. Joan Baez sang and recorded many of Bob's songs of love and loss.
I wondered, is there a single love song over the years that most endures for you?
A single love song?
Or, you know, any one of a number, whether we're talking some of the old, songs from the British-American tradition, or some of Bob Dylan's songs, some of your songs, some of songs of others.
Well, four-letter word would come in there. But what I was thinking just before that, oddly enough, was Matty Groves, which is, you know, a murder ballad as well, but one of the most beautiful love ballads I've ever sung.
Oh, pray, come with me, stay. I'll hide thee out of sight. I'll serve you there beyond compare and sleep with you the night. And sleep with you the night.
When you talk about old songs like Matty Groves and the old Irish tradition, you're often getting a song that kind of is in an historical time and there are these characters. But when you're talking about songs like It Ain't Me, Babe, or mm-hmm. Love is Just a Four-Letter Word, you're talking about very interpersonal kinds of, you know, here's I, here's you, and mm-hmm. here's the situation.
And it's something universal about it because everybody relates it to some time in their life. I have not written many songs that had that response. Some people write dozens of them, like Dylan.
Go away from my window. Leave at your
I just have to ask if you were around for the infamous, I guess, what incident with the question of Dylan plugging in.
Oh, yes. I was just, what did I call myself in one of my songs? The autumnal judge. You know, that I was really so inflexible about that.
Which side did you come down on?
I didn't understand what he was doing. You know, maybe it's all puritanical Quaker stuff. That I didn't understand what he was doing. Well, hell, I've never understood anything he was doing, but I didn't understand what he was doing electrically. I was always swimming upstream trying to get Bob to be political, which was ridiculous. He gave us our arsenal of music, and I should have just shut up and appreciated what he gave us.
Find it difficult that songs that you've written or songs by others involve your own self and your own history and end up being, while they may have been intended as sort of personal statements, they end up being universal statements for people?
What do you mean?
I guess I'm just wondering, do you ever feel hurt by the fact that love songs that you might have written or somebody else might have written for you end up becoming sort of a broad public stage and the rest of the world gallivants around chasing down meaning?
I don't think so.
No?
I think I'm stable enough.
Yeah. Don't need to just crawl into the bed covers for that one? Or
not that one, no.
No, good.
That's good. That's heavy on the flattery side.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.